Times Listening Service. Start of FTA talks with EU. Good chance to reduce excessive dependency on US. South Korea will start free trade talks with the European Union, EU, the world's largest market in Seoul, May 7th. The government hopes to wrap up the negotiations as early as the first half of next year. If the country successfully concludes the talks, openness and free trade will be the two main pillars of the Korean economy. The April 2nd conclusion of a free trade agreement, FTA, with the United States is expected to have a positive effect on negotiations with the EU, which has great potential in trade and investment. Comprising of 27 member countries with a total population of 487 million, the EU is an important trade partner with South Korea. Last year, the nation enjoyed an $18.4 billion trade surplus with the EU, with its exports and imports standing at $48.5 billion and $30.1 billion, respectively. The growth rate for Korean exports to the EU was estimated at 12.8% in 2006, followed by Japan with 7.2% and the U.S. with 4.7%. EU-based companies also invested $40.5 billion in South Korea. The foreign direct investment figure is higher than that of American firms or Japanese businesses. Experts predict that the country will have tangible benefits from a free trade deal with the EU, under which the trade partner will have to cut down its average tariff rate of 4.2%, higher than 3.7% of the U.S. and 3.1% of Japan. The EU currently imposes a 10% tariff on auto imports. The Korea Institute for International Economic Policy, KIEP, a state-funded think tank, forecasts that the nation's gross domestic product, GDP, might increase to 2 to 3% if it signs and enforces a free trade agreement with the EU. The research center also said that the FTA could create 300,000 to 600,000 jobs. The EU is also predicted to benefit from the deal in such fields as automobiles, pharmaceuticals and cosmetics, as well as in service sectors, including finance, telecommunications, and law. Policymakers are optimistic about the trade negotiations with the EU following the FTA talks with Washington. About 50 officials have already started their preparatory work to sit on the table along with EU negotiators. However, they will have to take a cautious approach to better reflect interest from Korea's different industrial sectors. Korean negotiators ought to deal with such issues as the EU's anti-dumping regulations, strict environmental and health guidelines, and standardization policies, which are seen as trade barriers for non-EU countries. They also must make more efforts to produce successful results from the talks in order to expand Korea's ties with the EU to complement its economic structure, which has long been heavily dependent on the U.S. Local businesses are required to recognize the importance of the European market.